Hey, dropping by the KUVO studios this morning is Carolyn Liev from the Colorado Potters Guild, back with their spring sale. It's been a little bit since we've seen each other. My goodness, since we've been out. And so it's great to have these seasonal events back. And congratulations on another big spring sale for the Colorado Potters.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. And we've had a couple of tough years because we closed down for COVID, of course. We're back as a family and back doing what we like doing.
I'm interested in the difference between a motorized wheel and a kick wheel. Is it preference? Is it a different kind of product you get when you push the wheel around with your leg or just say go?
Yeah, a little bit. Some potters wouldn't touch an electric wheel with a 10-foot pole, and others would not know how to pot without the electric for the energy and not getting any exercise by kicking.
It is physical.
It's physical.
We're not talking about just pots. We're talking about works of art.
Yes.
And this is where you are an artist. You somehow add different colors and different textures to everything that you all present at the Potters Guild.
Yeah, and you can pick up a pot if you've been before and sort of know who did it. And we do a variety of firing. It's in an electric kiln, which is very, very consistent. And then in a gas kiln, accidents will happen, good and bad.
Right, right.
And then we have a vapor kiln, and you fire that to the top and then spray soda, ash, and water in, or something dry, and it burns when you're at the top, 2,400 degrees, and you get different, it's less predictable.
You mean not all these colors and designs are there necessarily by design? Sometimes it's an artistic accident.
Well, sort of, but I put things in soda, and I'm expecting blue-greens, and if I put it in salt, I'll get a different kind of look.
It's springtime, so we're thinking of pots for our outdoors, but these are absolutely decorative, beautiful. There are ceramics. When people serve meals on these plates, it's a special event. So you've got a tremendous variety coming from, what, 42 artists at this sale?
Yeah.
Carolyn Liev from the Colorado Potters Guild is here, and the sale begins this evening at First Plymouth Congregational Church, their usual location. It's back in full effect. What do potters look forward to? Unloading all this stuff that they've been working on for months or a year?
Everybody's going to do it this time.
So everybody's back, and is it a bigger sale, or is there more work?
Well, I think there'll be more work, because I know three or four people who didn't do the last one. I did the last sale. You can only sell so much.
Well, push them to the limit. It's the Colorado Potters 2023 Spring Pottery Sale at First Plymouth Congregational Church on South Colorado Boulevard. It's right off Hamden.
It's on the corner of Hamden and Colorado, on the southwest corner.
Beautiful work. Carolyn Liev, thanks for hanging out with us a little bit, spending some time talking about these darling little things called pots. It sounds so elementary and simple. But you walk in, and it's really kind of mind-blowing, the variety that you see from these artists, from these potters' minds, wheels, and kilns. You really do present a feast for the eyes. And congratulations on getting everybody back together again for this weekend's pottery sale.
Yeah, we're back. And we've been back for a couple of months, and people have been working. And it was hard being out, you know, not having a place to fire or not having a place to hang out.
It's kind of a community then as well.
It is. We're 58 years old, and not all of the people who are there now started. But it is a community.